Dr. Regina Sofer calls herself a, quote, proud caregiver. She cares for her mother, who has Alzheimer's and was officially diagnosed in 2008.
I started my caregiving journey in 1995 when my dad had a stroke. And then in regards to caring for my mother, that started when I moved them here from Alabama with me in 2004. And my paps passed in 2008, and so there was the one-to-one because of the dementia diagnosis. And the doctor indicated that she should not be left alone for any period of time. So that's when the joys and the challenges really began.
She says there are more joys than challenges.
The joys associated with it is to see my loved one still smile at me, to make sure that she has her special treats, to know that she knows that she is loved and that she's being engaged even at the level that she is in her journey with this disease.
Still, Sofer admits caregivers have to be prepared for the challenges that come their way.
The challenges, energy level, resources, time, the whole issue of you becoming less of a person as you give yourself to another person, those are real issues that every caregiver goes through. And you have to balance that out to say, this is not a short journey. You may have not known that going in, but the sustaining factor in most relationships is love and compassion.
That's why she's on board with a new effort called Dementia Care and Cure Initiative. It was recently unveiled by Florida Department of Elder Affairs Secretary Sam Verghese at the Tallahassee Senior Center.
I'm happy here today to announce that the city of Tallahassee and Leon County is going to be the first dementia caring community in Florida.
It's a collaborative effort between state, county, and local officials to make communities more dementia-friendly by taking action on the local level. And Verghese says Florida has a real need.
There's over 500,000 people that are affected by this issue. 500,000 that are diagnosed with Alzheimer's alone, just one type of dementia. And you think about all the people that are affected, that includes the families, that includes caregivers. And there's over 1.1 million caregivers that are dealing with dementia-related type issues. That's a lot of people. That's millions of Floridians that are living and dealing with this issue day in and day out. And there's thousands in Tallahassee alone.
Verghese says through the initiative, they'll take several different approaches, like raising awareness of the issue. That includes showing movies highlighting dementia. He says there's also community assistance.
We want to help first responders be able to identify how this might look if they were to run into it out in the street. We want to help medical providers, primary care physicians, as they see people come in and patients. They're the first line of defense when it comes to diagnosing this. So we want to help them have an opportunity to understand the issue. And then we talk about advocating for care and cure. That has to do with helping caregivers get help, like going to an adult daycare center so that they can work a normal day job and not have to always look after their loved one. Because with dementia, it's kind of a 24/7 monitoring type of situation.
While Verghese says the overall goal is to spread this initiative statewide, right now he's focused on seeing how things go in Tallahassee.
So we're going to continually have feedback here about what's working, what's not working, because I believe in doing things right where you're at and seeing good progress and then moving to another community. Because the key is this. It does no good to announce something if there's not going to be real results.
And Tallahassee City Commissioner Gil Ziffer says he's excited.
So we're glad that Tallahassee and Leon County are part of this, that we can have state, that we can have county and city work together. We're going to attack this. We're going to be the light at the top of the stage, shining down on all other cities and all other counties. We're looking forward to that.
And Sofer says she can't wait as well.
It's going to make it easier for people to go into different venues and not have their loved one hidden or treated like a person non gratis, because that loved one is still there. In spite of the outward manifestations of dementia, that person still exists.
The next step is for Verghese's agency and local leaders to develop a Dementia Care and Cure Initiative Advisory Council, develop a work plan, and start coming up with recommendations on how to proceed. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kordner.